Have you heard what happened in Mullaney? It's enough to break your heart. Mullaney was raped in broad daylight, and the police held her legs apart. Some people blame the developer, some blame a supermarket chain. Some people blame the police and the state, but we must never let it happen again. Now I don't understand the politics, and I don't understand the law. I don't understand the corruption and lies, but I do know what I saw. 120 or more police in this quiet little country town, holding the people of Mullaney down while the gang rapists took their turn. The police were just acting on orders from above. They were doing as they were told. Some people were arrested who could not stand by and see their mother stripped, bleeding and cold. Just one more shameful misuse of the Queens and police, police women and policemen, stopping the people from protecting the creek, the trees and the platypus under the ground. Have you heard what happened in Mullaney? It's enough to break your heart. Mullaney was raped in broad daylight, and the police held her legs apart. Now perhaps I can begin to understand how indigenous Australians feel. Their country has been ravaged by a man with a gun for 235 years. He trespassed on the land without permission, with his gun and noose ignored their laws. First he took the gold, now it's uranium, but it's been 235 years. Now as a general rule I am a peaceful man, I try and live within the law of the land. But when the law is an ass, I will raise my voice so the lawmakers understand. When the law is an ass, I will question it. When the law is an ass, I will challenge it. When the law is an ass, I will change it to protect democracy in this land. Have you heard what happened in Mullaney? It's enough to break your heart. Mullaney was raped in broad daylight, and the police held her legs apart. Mullaney's being raped in broad daylight, while the police hold her legs apart.